With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Shane Tamura, the gunman in a deadly shooting that targeted the NFL's New York office, had a brain disorder.
Back in July, the 27-year-old former high school football player shot and killed four people inside a Manhattan office building that houses the NFL's headquarters before taking his own life. Among the victims were a police officer, a security guard, and two office workers. One NFL employee was badly wounded but survived. Tamura accused the league of downplaying the risks of football and hiding evidence of brain injuries. A three-page note found on his wallet revealed his self-diagnosis and urged the study of his brain. The medical report says Tamura had unambiguous diagnostic evidence of low-stage chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I'm Jennifer King.
Sinclair Broadcast Group said it's returning Jimmy Kimmel live to its ABC stations, ending its preemption of the late-night show over remarks Kimmel made in response to the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
Sinclair said in a Friday statement the show will air on its ABC affiliates tonight. The statement read, quote, "Our objective throughout this process has been to ensure that programming remains accurate and engaging for the widest possible audience. We take seriously our responsibility as local broadcasters to provide programming that serves the interests of our communities while also honoring our obligations to air national network programming." It was pressure from station owners Sinclair and Nexstar that initially forced Disney to take Kimmel's show off the air. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Supreme Court is extending an order that allows President Trump's administration to keep frozen nearly $5 billion in foreign aid, handing him another victory in a dispute over presidential power. The court acted Friday on the Republican administration's emergency appeal in a case involving billions of dollars in congressionally approved aid. Surrounded by critics and protesters at the United Nations, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told federal world leaders that Israel must finish the job against Hamas and Gaza. This is SRN News. Islam is the fastest growing religion on earth. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
There are more Christians around the world than there are Muslims, but Muslims are catching up. According to data from the Pew Research Center, the global Islamic population increased four times faster than the Christian population between 2010 and 2020 to stand at 2 billion. Christians make up 2.3 billion. Meanwhile, the number of religiously unaffiliated people has been growing in nearly every region. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After well over a century under construction, Barcelona's Sagrada Familia Church is ready to raise its immense central tower and become the tallest Christian church in Europe. Officials say the tower will be finished at the end of this year or the beginning of 2026. Once that's done, the masterpiece of architect Antoni Gaudí will rise to 564 feet. That will make it taller than the Ulmer Munster Church in southern Germany. This is SRN News. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer announces plans to introduce compulsory digital IDs.
This government will make a new free-of-charge digital ID mandatory for the right to work by the end of this parliament. Let me spell that out. You will not be able to work in the United Kingdom if you do not have digital ID. It's as simple as that.
Starmer says it will make it harder for people to work in the underground economy.
Our immigration system does need to be fair if we want to maintain that binding contract that our politics is built on. Otherwise, it undermines trust, undermines people's faith that we're on their side, and their belief that the state can and will work for them.
Audio courtesy of IPPR, Labour Together, Cap Action. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.